So, I don't know what to ask about first. What came first? The art or the story or the
The
idea for the
invitation
story?
came first.
We got that. The invitation came first, and there was a challenge.
And I had to work in such a restrictive thing. I mean, I had to print on fabric. I could only put solid color fabrics with it. What did I want to use?
Yeah, because Jean and Emma called and they said, tell, they want to hear about
They
the
want to
quilt.
hear about the quilt.
Of course.
All right. Well, once I knew, you know, what the guidelines were, it was a matter of what do I want to do and what can I tap for that? And that's where, you know, well, how about having original artwork in this quilt as opposed to using photographs? Gee, I know a talented artist who
Funny.
draws her own stuff. So I called her up, you know, got the great dead silence at the other end of the phone.
I got some pretty sophisticated project for
Yeah.
a
It
young
was
artist.
one of the most memorable phone calls I think I've ever gotten. Yeah, so she called me up and she's like, well, hey, I have this sort of quilt challenge. And I'm like, okay, because I can't quilt. What does this have to do with me? And she's like, well, instead of using photographs, I was thinking I could get some original artwork. And you're an artist. I'm like, wow. Well, okay, but I didn't really understand here what this.
How it would translate into the
And
quilt.
she said, and then she said that she was going to need 25 pieces of artwork. And I
You
was
needed
like,
that many?
Yes.
Minimum was
Actually,
25 sheets of paper or fabric I had to use.
We actually ended up using 26.
Because it was better that
Our
way.
phone number 241-5246. So.
So yeah, and we've kind of played around with it, and actually that Christmas I got my computer tablet, which allows me to draw on the computer, and we kept throwing around ideas until I think we finally hit on the Zodiac idea.
Yes, because we wanted a story that would appeal to the Japanese, since this quilt's going to tour Japan for a year. It's going to one of the major department store chains there. They usually have art galleries on one of their floors. And so the quilt's going to go to
Oh,
all the major
nice.
cities of Japan. And so we wanted something to appeal to them, but something that the Americans could also relate to. And since we're all into this anime, manga, mythology type of thing, when Lena suggested, well, why don't we do the zodiacs? Because there are two. There's a Western zodiac. Most of us, you know, I'm a Scorpio.
Taurus, Aquarius,
Cancer.
Exactly. But a lot of people know they're also their Eastern zodiac. I'm a rat.
Snake, dragon.
Another rooster.
She knows it. She's the
Very
rooster.
good. And they all have unique characters to them, obviously, that could be interpreted and drawn. And so that's why we decided that would fill out the quota of characters. And then Alina hit on the neat thing is most people think each zodiac only has 12 characters to it.
Oh,
But they
yes.
don't.
There's always a legend of a 13th, of course. In the Eastern one, there's the legend of the cat, which we found out from an anime, but actually it pops up in all sorts of different cultures. In Korean, they don't have a rabbit, they have a cat. So, you know, it was one that, you know, deserved some notice. So I'm like, okay, I'll do the cat because we needed 25. And then I'm like, well, but that really doesn't balance it out. And so I went searching, and there's actually a 13th Western zodiac.
Really? Oh,
Yes.
interesting. What's
Because,
that?
well, it's his name is
It's like Pluto not being a planet anymore.
Poor Pluto.
Yeah.
I was so depressed for Sailor Moon because Pluto doesn't count anymore. Anyway, I did some searching, and it's called Ophiuchus, and it's the serpent bearer. And what happened was, a long time ago, when they're like, oh, look, the sun goes through these 12 constellations, let's call them the zodiac. You know, the Earth rotated differently then. Now it goes through 13 because it's tilted ever so slightly or whatever. I don't really know how that works. There's something about tilting. So
I
now
want
it
to know
goes.
who tilted it.
Me too. So now it goes to 13. This one weird Ophiuchus one. So certain people are actually born under Ophiuchus, but since zodiac they a serpent holder, a serpent
serpent
bearer.
holder.
The legend I found in some book or online kind of went that he was a like a shaman medicine man, you know, he worked with medicine, and he found this snake giving medicine to this other snake. And so he's like, that medicine can heal all things. So he started giving it to the people, and then the people started living forever, and Zeus got a little bad, so he kind of, you know, shot him down with lightning bolt. And he's like, but at the end, he's kind of like, yeah, well, you did this good thing. I couldn't let you go on doing it, so I'm going to stick you in the stars. So that's
Gonna be something useful with this guy.
So that's him.
So you've combined these two zodiac systems into a story.
into yeah. one of the quilts.
Now, you did this. This was your job now.
Yes, I'm the writer.
So when did you come into this?
Well, they had already started on their planning and the collaboration for everything. And she, Aunt Scarlett, had the peacock quilt laid out.
Oh, we haven't heard about the peacock ideas. Yet.
Well, the peacock, I picked that bird because that's one that's commonly used in mythology. It's a common creation myth animal. Mm-hmm. And sort of like the phoenix, some of the other birds out there. But a peacock has those beautiful tail feathers that have, some people say it's the eye of
right,
the tail
the
feather.
Right, the eye on the feather.
I said that would be a perfect place to put the image in the eye of the peacock tail feather. And so I decided the quilt would be a giant peacock with these 26 tail feathers, each one an original character. Well, that suggested to me a universe, a whole existence that we had to create. And so I told Heather...
Well, she basically, they're talking layout and everything, and she basically turns to me and says, and you get to write the story. And
in your spare time?
Yeah. My,
you're going to Shasta College, right?
Yes, I am. I'm part of College Connections, allowing seniors in high school to have their first year of college
right.
at the campus.
That's nice. And because you're 17.
Yes.
Do you get credit for writing this story? Have you gotten any credit for it?
No, actually, I didn't really talk to anybody about this
story. She didn't.
You deserve some extra credit, I think.
I should go talk to someone.
Yeah, you should.
I think I'll go do that then.
So you were challenged with trying to figure out how to incorporate all these, this Western Zodiac, this Eastern Zodiac, and combine it into a story.
I got to join them together somehow.
Yes.
Did it take you a while to figure this out?
Yes, it did. But Lena's artwork actually helped me a lot because she was sort of drawing at the same time Aunt Scarlett was working on layout, and at the same time I was brewing the story. So whenever I would see any of her sketches.
A true collaboration. Exactly. You were drawing characters.
Yeah. The emails flew back and forth, you know, we'd shoot ideas. You know, Lena'd say, well, how could I portray this character? I mean, that's like the cat. When people see the cat, the first thing you're going to think of is the fiddler on the roof.
Oh, yes.
Because it's the cat dancing
on the roof.
The
cat has a fiddle.
Yes.
Cat and a fiddle.
Mm-hmm. That is really nice. And, boy, it's an amazing story. We get to hear this story, don't we?
Well, you get to hear the tale of the cat, the one Lena mentioned, the separate story, because mm-hmm. that's where this turned into two projects. Here I'm working on this Japanese thing, and I'm also online. I'm in the quilt art community, mm-hmm. which is a group of online quilters, and they're more toward the art end rather than just traditional quilt makers. And one quilter was trying to put together an exhibit that would tour the United States, and it's called Fabled Fibers. She wanted artists to interpret their favorite children's story tale or folk tale. And I said, well, that would be easy to do another quilt. The peacock quilt's big. It's like a 6-foot square, mm-hmm. huge thing. This one's a smaller one. It's only about 4-foot square. So we decided we would take the Chinese zodiac, print an extra set of him, of all of those images, and do the tale of the cat, because that's a story a lot of people didn't know. There's a couple traditional Chinese versions of why the cat is not a member of the zodiac, but I wanted Heather to do her own take on
it. So you had to do stories for both?
I had to do two
Heather,
stories, yes.
You had to do two complicated
and
stories.
It was very confusing at some point when I was working on both of them at the same time. I had to sort of correct myself and think which universe I was in. Because one universe had twice the amount of characters, which was oh so fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't change position. I mean, the dragon is the emperor of both universes.
Okay.
So that was a stable character. And then the restriction on the tail of the cat, since this is going to be an exhibit that will tour the U.S. and it is geared toward children, I wanted the story on the front of the quilt. With the peacock mythos, that quilt, since it's going to Japan, I am printing out Heather's long story, but it'll be on the back of the quilt because there really wasn't any room with this giant peacock for me to put anything else on there. And again, mm-hmm. I can't have printed stuff on the front other than the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So with the tail of the cat, though, I was able to, we compartmentalized it and made it into little squares so that there's blocks on the front of the quilt that you can actually read the story and then see the images of the characters on the quilt.
Okay, we want to do the tale of the cat. So first, you need to tell us about the pictures that we see on this quilt. Can you describe it?
On which one, the cat or the peacock?
The cat.
Okay. Well, they're all the Chinese zodiac. And I tried to make them sort of Eastern style. I kind of didn't have any guidelines, like anything that said the cat is like this, the rabbit's like this. I kind of based them sometimes off of people, like, for example, the rat is quilting because Scarlett's a rat. the rabbit's actually my sister because she's a rabbit. And just, like, little things here and there and, you know. So
We did try to be faithful to that. It was one of the decisions we made. The Western Zodiac has more European-style clothing, kind of, you know, so you could kind of pick those out. And then the other ones, you know.
So you knew which was which.
Yeah.